the story that I'm going to tell you today, I actually read in this magazine called Pockets. And we get this a whole bunch of copies of this magazine every couple months here at church. And they're usually in the entry area or in the little room where if you have a baby brother or sister who needs a diaper change, sometimes they're in there, sometimes they're in the rack there at the back door, sometimes they're on the coffee table. But anyway, you ought to start keeping your eye out for this magazine, because if you find a copy of it, you can take it home and there's lots of good stuff to read in here, including some funny riddles. You got one. Excellent. Okay, so the story that I read from here that I wanted to share with you is about a kid named Eric who is an ice skater. And he was leaving his figure skating practice one day when he heard some of the hockey player kids talking to each other. And he heard this boy named James say, "Oh, look, there's that kid Eric from my class at school. He's a figure skater. How lame is that?" Well, it was true that James and Eric were in the same class at school, but they had never really even talked to each other. "Oh, what does he know?" Eric thought. "My sport takes a lot more skill than it takes to careen around the ice, crashing into people and chasing after some silly hockey puck." And so Eric took off his shoes and or his skates and started putting on his shoes as the hockey players started having their practice. And Eric got all ready to go, and he looked at the clock wondering, where's his dad? And then he remembered his dad said he was going to have to work a little bit late, and Eric was going to have to wait at the hockey rink for a little while before his dad was able to come and pick him up. "I guess I'll just have to sit here and watch these guys tear up the ice," Eric thought. And he prepared himself to be sort of bored and irritated for the next half an hour. But as he was watching the hockey players, he noticed this time, kind of for the first time, that some of those players actually had pretty good speed and ability when it came to stopping and turning and navigating around the other players on the ice. And he also noticed that this game of hockey seemed to involve quite a bit of strategy. He thought, you know, I guess really a team sport is a pretty different thing from an individual sport. So he got really absorbed in watching the hockey players practice. He was surprised to feel his dad's hand on his shoulder and his dad saying, "Hey, I kind of didn't expect to find you watching the hockey game. I thought you considered all these players to be no-talent linebackers on ice." Just about that time, the Zamboni came out to clean and smooth the ice, and so all the hockey players came tumbling off the rink, and suddenly Eric and James were face-to-face. And Eric was thinking about what James had said earlier, teasing him about how lame it was to be a figure skater. And Eric thought, "Oh, I'm just not going to say anything at all." But then he decided to take a different approach. And he said, "Hey, James, good skating out there." Because Eric had noticed that James had pretty good coordination and had scored quite a few goals during the scrimmage. James was really surprised and said, "Thanks." Now James's dad was arriving and saw the two boys talking and said, "James, who's your friend?" "Friend," thought Eric, "that's a stretch." And he turned to get his bag so that he could head for the door. But then he heard James saying, "Dad, this is Eric. Eric's in my class at school. He's not on the team, but his practice is right before ours. He's a really good figure skater." "Well, how about that?" thought Eric. "We may not be friends yet, but at least we don't have to be enemies." We're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, just like Eric, we ask that you could help us as we go through our day every day to remember the teachings of Jesus and to try to find ways to put them into practice. And thank you for how your Spirit works, sometimes able to help us turn enemies into friends. We lift our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.